The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sebilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
That's a great Count Basie right there, baby. Red Bank, New Jersey. Hey, Joe on the radio, good morning. 5 after 7 o'clock. Keep that going, Al, just for a second. I need a wake-up. I need a wake-up hit here from the Basie band. Stand by. Crank it up. Ah, there it is. Good morning. Okay, I'm awake now. Hey, great to have you with us on AM 970, The Answer. There's so much going on, and I know... And then thanks for staying with us. 6 to 7, we get so silly, and I love having you with us. It's our intimate hour, if you will, you know, where it's just us and gathering around our virtual kitchen table every morning and just having some fun. Oh, because I know you go through the same silliness every day that I do, but a lot of people are concerned what's happening with this Biden potential Biden presidency, which is really weird. I'll tell you what, I love you, and I so feel for you because when I told you one guy woke up 2 o'clock in the morning getting upset. What's going on? The Biden's going to be president. It's so unsettling. Everything that you and I fought for the last 4 years, they're going to take it away. They want to undo, you know? Then you had a guy in President Trump and stop with the hate. Stop with the hate. Stop Trump. Joe's a Trump guy. Just stop objectively. There was a guy that really spoke for the people in Donald Trump. He really did. Joe Biden is such a swamp creature. Is there a chance, December 14th, that liberal heads explode all around the world and the president stays the president? Jen Kearns knows the answer, at least the possibilities of that. She is a political strategist and host of All American Radio. Jen, welcome back to the show. How you doing, girl? And a good morning to you.
Hey, good morning, Joe.
So what are you thinking? We had Mayor Giuliani on yesterday. He goes, all we need is one decision, one judge, one common sense judge that helps the cause out a little bit. Then he can move it up maybe to the Supreme Court, maybe to the House. What are you thinking? Give us your breakdown of this legal battle for those of us who want to keep President Trump.
Well, I think Mayor Giuliani is on the right track there, Joe. You know, the path has certainly narrowed since the last time you and I spoke last week. But as you know, in politics and sometimes in extra innings of the game, it ain't over till it's over, right? So they've had some bad news and good news. But, you know, going through the court system is a little bit like life. It's not all good. It's not all bad. You have a little bit of both. And so I think most people were thinking that Joe Biden was going to come out the victor heading into this week because the Supreme Court of Pennsylvania, of course, ruled against the president's legal team over the weekend to stop nearly 10,000 ballots from being counted. Those were due to some minor signatures on the outside of envelopes and things. So the Pennsylvania Supreme Court ruled against them. But then they had some good news last night since your show has aired. Federal appeals court in the Third Circuit overnight has actually agreed to hear Trump legal team's argument that Pennsylvania should actually be subjected to a temporary restraining order to actually stop that state from certifying its election. And you'll remember when I was with you a few days ago, yeah, I said, you know, the Trump team's real goal here is to keep Pennsylvania off of that Joe Biden side of the ledger and try to rob him of those 270 electoral votes so that Trump can ultimately have to go to the House to have this settled where it's more favorable to him. The question is, can all that be done before the magic December 9th deadline, which is 2 weeks from today, believe it or not, for a state to have to certify? I think they'll be able to get it through the court system, but Rudy Giuliani is on to something here. He only needs a vein. Just give him a vein, right, and I think they'll be on their way to retaining the White House.
See, this is why I love you for listening. I say to you listening to the show, we're talking with Jen Kearns. She's a political strategist, and this is where you break it. I don't see what you just told us anywhere, in any news outlet anywhere, what you just told us about that district down there, the third. But please repeat that, Jen, because that could be huge, and that could be exactly what Mayor Giuliani's looking for.
Absolutely. So, yeah, that was overnight, Joe. Happened in the third district in Pennsylvania. This is a federal appeals court actually opening yep. that door to the Trump team, saying, yes, we'll hear your case. We'll hear the argument that Pennsylvania needs a temporary restraining order to stop that state from certifying its election. We've seen other states that over the last 72 hours certify their election results. That narrows the path for Trump even further. So this one's really, really important. And here's what's so interesting about the third district, which is the federal appeals court that oversees the district in Pennsylvania where these votes are at issue. The third district, it's not like the Ninth Circus out in California where it's all liberal judges stacked against yeah. them. The political breakdown of the third district court in Pennsylvania is actually 57% Republican, 43% Democrat. So I bet you he couldn't say this on air yesterday, but I bet you Rudy Giuliani knows the exact political makeup of that. But when you're an attorney, you never want to talk about judges. You never want to presume their political position. That's a big no-no. But of course, I can come on and say that. But I'm willing to bet that's why they were going for Pennsylvania. They know they have a decently fair shot of getting a judge to rule in their favor to say, hey, you got to have a temporary restraining order here. Stop Pennsylvania from getting certified. Then you take that away from Joe Biden, at least temporarily, so you can have a couple of weeks there to argue that case.
Jen, I tell you, you are so good. I appreciate that very much because it is a fight. And also, how great is it that President Trump appointed most of these judges? And then now the Ninth is not even going to be as liberal as it is out there in San Francisco way because the president stepped up and he put all these judges in. So hopefully, and they can't take that back. Correct me if I'm wrong, Jen Kearns, because President Biden will try to undo everything. They're bringing John Kerry back in and Rahm Emanuel back in. It's ridiculous. But you can't take the judges back. I mean, because
you can though. If you're part of the left wing of the Democratic Party, Joe, this is why you hear the AOC and the Squad and Kamala yeah. Harris, all of them talking about how they're going to quote unquote impeach judges across the country. This
wow.
is exactly what
wow.
they're trying to do if
wow.
Joe Biden
yeah.
gets in.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
it's
really,
amazing.
And I just as an aside, and then I want to go on talking about the president's legal situation here. It just as an aside, when I see AOC and Presley and Omar, you know, and Rashida Tlaib, how do they even say a word? They're anti-Semites, Jen. They're anti-Semites. They hate not only Israel, they hate the Jewish community, they hate America. They're the spokespeople for the Democratic Party. And yet people will blindly vote for these people. And that is and not one person in the press, and shame on them, Jed Kearns, and correct me if I'm wrong, goes after the anti-Semitic nature of the quote-unquote squad.
Well, I think the squad is actually in for a rude awakening with the election of Joe Biden, and here's why. Remember when you're at a Thanksgiving table and there's sort of the kiddie table off to the side? It's very clear to me in Joe Biden's announcements of his cabinet pick in the last few days he's clearly putting AOC in the squad at the kiddie table. And they're mad about it, Joe. They're mad about it.
I know, you
look at Biden's pick, they're mostly retreads of the Obama administration. Yeah. I mean, here's the one bright spot. I know you're trying to remain positive. Here's the one bright spot. If Biden does get in, I look at his picks over the last couple of days. They are mostly retreads of the Obama administration or longtime Democratic Party operatives. Members of the swamp, yes, but they're people who don't put up with tantrums from AOC and the squad and those people. These are people who have a long history with the Democratic Party, and they're not going to put up with this communist socialist aspect of the left wing. I think the greatest thing that President Trump did in the last 21 days, it's been 3 weeks today since Election Day, if you can believe that.
Wow.
But I think the greatest thing that President Trump did in the last 3 weeks is to slow walk this. So even if he does end up having to concede here, he has slowed Biden's role in that the BLM crowd didn't get ushered in the front door of the White House. In fact, they're still waiting on a meeting with Joe Biden. They're pretty mad about that, too. Same with AOC and the squad. So I think President Trump's pretty smart on how he's done this, and we'll have to see how the legal path goes. One last thing, Joe, you mentioned something not mentioned in the media. You notice they're trying to make it appear as if the legal team of Donald Trump is fighting. And in fact, the opposite is true. I've been working my sources overnight in preparation to come on with you. I'm told that the legal team is actually triangulating things. They have Rudy focused on the voter fraud and the numbers, the actual ballot numbers, and trying that in the court. They have Sidney Powell off looking into Dominion and the voting systems. And then they have Lynn Wood down in the state of Georgia, which is not only key for President Trump, but key for those two Senate Republican wins that we need in the state of Georgia. They are triangulating that. And this is a trifecta that they hope meets up at the end of the court cases in a couple of weeks.
Well, let's hope so. And to your point, Jen Kearns, just a brilliant overview, Jen. We appreciate it so much. I'm reading here on Twitter. Sidney Powell got Dominion to close their offices, scrub their website and employee LinkedIn bios, not show up to testify in Pennsylvania, lawyer up and have their employees go in hiding. And this gentleman says, I think she has all the evidence that she needs. So, and that is it, because I'm telling you, what happened with Dominion and why aren't they showing up? And why isn't the press will not, what you and I are talking about right here, it should be like headline news and it doesn't get there. Where is Dominion and where do you think Sidney Powell ends up with that, do you think, Jen?
Well, I think this is how the mainstream media is so upside down. They applauded the PR hack of Dominion for going on television and talking about, their side of the case. Yeah. Yet they wouldn't send their executives to go sit in sworn testimony. The Trump team is actually doing the opposite. They said, you know what? We're going to take the hit and not talk about this on TV because we realize the outcome of the election depends on what we say in court under sworn testimony. And we're not going to tip our hand as to what evidence we might have. So the Trump team, they had to take a bit of a PR hit the last few days. Believe me, I've done political PR for 17 years. It's tough when that's happening. You just want to give in and just do the media interview. Yeah. But they're playing it the right way. They're saving it for court. They're saving it for the stage, as you would say in your showbiz days. And I think they made the right decision there. But that's the upside down world the media wants to cover, that there's some sort of problem because they didn't go on television and share the evidence. Well, the television is not where this election is going to be decided. Amen. It's going to be in the court of law or at the United States Supreme Court.
Amen. Jen Kearns with us. Jen, before we let you go, any truth to the rumor that when the president pardons Corn and Cobb the turkeys, that he's going to bring General Flynn out and pardon him as well? Do you think that'll actually happen? Wouldn't that be great, though?
That would be great TV. This... This whole November is like a cliffhanger for The Apprentice. I mean, that would just be the icing on the cake.
Yeah. Oh, man. Jen, brilliant and wonderful as always. Thank you. Thanks for being the great patriot
that you are.
I appreciate the research. Thank you, Jen. Jen Kearns right there. And you can check Jen out, by the way. She's host of All American Radio and a Republican political strategist. What a smart gal. And breaking news right here on the show. And I feel bad. You just don't see, like when I always say, every time we prep for the show, you go through all the news and you don't get it. That's why we're proud to have folks like Jen Kearns come to the airwaves and tell you what's happening. I really feel there is hope. There is light at the end of the tunnel with this December 14th deadline. What's going to happen? There's a preponderance of evidence. As Sidney Powell, remember, she corrected me on the air. I said, there's a reasonable doubt. She goes, well, that's in a criminal case. This is a preponderance of evidence in this civil case here. And let's see, we'll see what happens, and you can only hope. But I just want, and I can't say enough, and I hope you hear it in my voice, I want you just to stay calm, and be, it's going to be okay. We will fight. There's 73 million of us patriots, and they're patriots, and we're not deplorables. And I don't want to hear this is the Trump train. It's patriots. They go, when I had the American flag on my lapel at my high school reunion. And one guy goes, oh, you're a Trump guy. Because I was wearing the American flag, I was a Trump guy. No, I'm a patriot. I love the country. That, and there's 73 million, and I bet you there's more like 100 million of us. And we have, and I know people are talking about, too, if you want to boycott something, we can boycott something. The silent majority has now surfaced, and I'm proud of you for that. And we will continue to fight. We will continue to fight. And I don't have any animus toward the other side. I just show me something. Show me. Do something. Do something that helps this great country. They will. They run for the hills. They're never there for us. Hey, you know what we're going to do? We're going to talk, see what's going on with this, with the vaccines that are coming up, with this virus and Thanksgiving and what we can do, what we can't do. Dr. Theodore Strange, he is the vice chair of primary care for Northwell Health and vice president of medical operations for Staten Island University Hospital. And more importantly, I'm going to ask him if indeed I need to get another test with the antibodies. See, I mean, it's all about me, isn't it? Hey, Joe on the radio, Mike Connors is going to join us. That Mike Connors of Connors and Sullivan. He is the man. And we're going to be talking to Mike about Veterans Month. And Pete Hegseth's on the show. And you always at 877-970-2999. I see the calls. I apologize. I can't get to them as handily as I'd like. But we got business to do. And let's roll into Brandi Scott right now. On the roads, in for Debbie Duhaime. Checking traffic just for you on AM 970, The Answer.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Well, it's a slow go over in New Jersey on 80 westbound, approaching exit 53 in Wayne. Debris spill out there in the right lane. Very slow, approaching 23. Inbound across the Hudson, the upper deck of the George, going to run you about 15 minutes. Lower level at about 5 to 10. Inbound Lincoln and Holland, 15 to 20 minutes each. Broken down car on the Cross Bronx westbound, blocking the center lane by Webster Avenue. That has you solid from the Bruckner on through. We've got a collision on the Bronx River Parkway northbound, the right lane out over by Wakefield Avenue. Heavy delays going back to 233rd Street. Some extra volume on the inbound Gowanus between the Belt Merge and the BQE. Brooklyn Bridge, a heavy ride getting over to the Brooklyn side. And New Jersey Transit North Jersey Coastline service suspended in both directions between South Amboy and Penn Station. Buses are cross-honoring. Mix of sun and clouds this afternoon, warming up to around 48 degrees. And now you know how not to go. I'm Brandi Scott on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Exergen. Temperatures vary throughout the day, so make it a new family habit to take your temperature with the Exergen Temporal Scanner before dinner and in the morning. The number one thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses.
Does that irritate you, Al, in your ears when I do that?
No, lady. I had my headphones off at that point.
You just thank take you. Them off in between the break. Joe on the radio. Good morning, 7:21. Hey, Mark Harper's going to join us later in the show. And Mark is over at the Brandon J. Broderick Law Firm. They got that great show in the afternoons with Kevin McCullough, Swimming with the Shark. You don't know what to do anymore. What's open? What's not open? What can we open? So many small businesses. They have such problems. If you got problems, employee problems, if you're even if you're trying to work and you're trying to get a job, you don't know what to do, you got to call the Brandon J. Broderick Law Firm. They know all about employment law and all about business litigation and disputes that constantly are going on nowadays. The firm's best relationships are with business owners and human resource departments, right? As they help navigate businesses through the deep waters employment law presents. So you call Brandon J. Broderick. You know, you could call Mark Arbor. Just give the Brandon J. Broderick Law Firm a call at 844-4-BJB-LAW. And again, try to listen if you would, because it's a vital listen anymore. You don't know what to do as an employer. As an employee, you don't know what to do. You just listen to Swimming with the Shark, featuring our very own Mark Garber. Mark's going to jump on the air with us in a little while. And he's with the Brandon J. Broderick Law Firm as he helps navigate individuals and businesses alike through the murky employment law waters. Swimming with the Shark. I love that. Hey, tune in weekdays, please, 5 to 6 p.m. Listen to the Shark or call 844-4-BJB-LAW.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Investors are encouraged after yesterday's Wall Street rally. Among factors helping stocks, the likely wide availability of a COVID-19 vaccine in the second half of next year, the GSA telling the Biden team the transition can formally begin, and Biden's expected selection of former Fed Chair Janet Yellen as Treasury Secretary. Yellen presided over an era of low interest rates and stock market gains. Google could be facing antitrust charges from a bipartisan group of U.S. states as early areas next month. Reuters says this lawsuit is a different action than the one expected from a different group of states led by Texas. The Cholula hot sauce brand is in talks to become part of McCormick. Cholula has been owned by investment firm L. Catterton since 2019. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Looking for the perfect gift? Get him a shirt from UNTUCKit. Now you can get 30% off everything with the Black Friday sale happening at UNTUCKit's 80-plus stores and UNTUCKit.com. UNTUCKit shirts are designed to be worn untucked. They're the easiest way to keep him looking sharp and feeling comfortable. You can't go wrong with their super soft flannels and easy wrinkle-free shirts. So don't miss 30% off everything for a limited time only. Find the perfect gift at your nearest UNTUCKit store or at UNTUCKit.com. UNTUCKit, shirts designed to be worn untucked.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-472-3961. That's 800-472-3961. 800-472-3961. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Investors, are you seeking steady cash flow? Ready to diversify? NRIA has grown to be one of the nation's leading specialists and offers 10% annualized monthly payouts with bonuses targeted at 18 to 21%. That's right, you could receive steady 10% monthly payments with bonuses. As their slogan says, they specialize in realty investing done right. You can even use your 401k or IRA to invest. NRIA's 15-year track record and $1.2 billion in new construction development backs you. Learn how you can invest in this hard asset real estate cash flow fund today and receive 10% annualized monthly payouts with bonuses. This is something savvy investors should research and consider. Call now, 800-700-5483. That's 800-700-5483. Or visit NRIA.net.
An offer to buy or sell any security is only made by our private placement memorandum. Read it first. See us at NRIA.net.
Listen to AM 970, The Answer, on Alexa. Tune in, iHeart, or radio.com.
Hey, Joe, the radio, good morning. I'm telling you about MyPillow. If you don't have a MyPillow or if you know someone who doesn't, now is the time because Mike Lindell is offering his premium MyPillows for his lowest price ever. You can get a standard queen premium MyPillow for $29.98. Do you hear what I'm telling you? $29.98 for a standard queen premium MyPillow. Kings are only $5 more. Regularly, those standard queen pillows are $69.98. That's a $40 savings. Made in America. The pillows don't go flat. You could wash and dry them as many times as you want. They maintain their shape. And not only are you getting the lowest price ever, they are the best Christmas gifts ever. $29.98 for a standard queen pillow, a premium, right? Also, Mike is extending, this is so important, that he's extending his 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st. Now, if you would, go to MyPillow.com, and then you click on the radio listener square, and you use the promo code AM970. Talk about Christmas, you got it covered at MyPillow.com, and you'll also find this amazing offer and deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, like the MyPillow mattress topper, like MyPillow towel sets. 800-651-0798, 800-651-0798, or please go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and use that promo code AM970.
Charlie Kirk at 12, Dennis Prager at 1, weekday afternoons on AM970. The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio, 728. Dr. Theodore Strange is the vice chair of primary care for Northwell Health, vice president of medical operations for Staten Island University Hospital, a great hospital. And Dr. Strange, welcome back to the show, sir. How you doing this morning?
Thank you. Yeah, we're doing okay. Happy Thanksgiving to you and all your listeners out there. And just let's talk about what's coming on here.
Thank you. I know that we can't. Well, first of all, Dr. Strange, let's talk about me because I'm a hypochondriac. What am I going to tell you? So if I got the antibodies, I got nicked by the virus. By the grace of God, it wasn't serious at all. I didn't even know I had it. One of those, you know, I woke up and I felt fine. But I went and got the antibodies test, and now I traveled a little bit, and they say that you can't get the virus for at least 4 months. What is the deal if indeed you have the antibodies for this COVID-19, Dr. Strange?
We're not 100% sure at this time, but if it does like other viral infections do and you have antibodies, it should confer some protection. But in saying that, because this is so novel and new, we're not sure. Probably better to have them than not have them, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't still be wearing your mask, socially distancing, and following the rules. You can still possibly maybe be an asymptomatic carrier. There have been rare cases where people have gotten this disease a second time. So because this is still novel and new, I think we shouldn't take our chance. I think you probably have some protection. That's good news. But I wouldn't hang my hat on that as being gospel, and we'll learn more about this as time goes on a little bit.
Yeah, and do you know at the hospital or at Northwell, a saliva test, nose swab? What is the best test for this COVID-19 that we can get, Doc?
Yeah, that's a great question, Joe, because we're telling everybody to get tested, and there's all different tests out there in the community.
Yeah.
But the test that's most accurate is called a PCR test, which is something called a polymerase chain reaction. That gives you an accuracy close to 100%.
Wow.
Some of these swabs, which don't go deep into the nasal passage or just are swabbing the lower nasopharyngeal area, the mouth and nose, don't have accuracies that are that great, and maybe even as little as 60-70%. So that leaves you with a false sense of hope. But I guess it's something. But some places like some of our urgent centers are coordinating and looking to see if they do the quick test and seeing how it compares to the long-acting test. And some of our centers are getting that upwards of 80-90%. But the standard gold test that we use in hospitals preoperatively and making sure that we're really, really careful is something called a PCR test. That's the long swab deep into the nose, as people
yeah.
say.
Okay, good. I drive my doctor crazy, by the way, Dr. Strange. I text him. I want to test again because we don't know. We're scared, you know? You don't know.
Yes.
And we're frustrated because, you know, there's nothing. You would think by now we would have some kind of effort. So we turn to these vaccines, which is really monumental and epic how quickly these vaccines
Absolutely.
Came. And tell me this, Dr. Stranger, correct me if I'm wrong. AIDS doesn't even have a vaccine yet. And what is the efficacy rate of a flu vaccine? Is it as low as 30%, I heard, or is it higher than that?
So first, let me just say, all you listeners out there, please go get your flu vaccine. I mean, there are even flu egg-free vaccinations out there with something called flu block that if you even had a flu allergy to eggs, you can get your flu shot. So the efficacy is probably close to 60-70%. And in those 30-40% where you don't have full coverage, even if you were to get the flu, you get a very decreased symptomatic response to the flu. We still have in this country some 40,000-50,000 deaths a year, usually in older patients, but some in some young children who die from the flu. So this is preventable. Go get your flu shots, everybody. They're still out there. There's plenty of it. And the other good news here is we watch Australia. We watch the Southern Hemisphere. The flu incidence this year in Australia was negligible. Why is that? Probably the vaccine, but more importantly, wear your masks. Masks prevent transmission of aerosolized diseases like the flu. So not only can we prevent COVID-19 and prevent it spreading, we may be able to prevent the flu. And who knows what would happen if we had a major flu outbreak and this COVID-19. So let's all be smart, wear our masks, and get immunized.
And you know, to your point, where are we, do you think, on a timeline? So a timeline with the vaccine release, because it's great. We developed it and it will be executed December. Are we talking? Are we talking still the end of this month? Doc, do you have any information on that, sir?
So, what it appears to be is that these EAUs, which is emergency authorization use that the government does,
right.
It appears that there are the first two that came out, which are unique and novel vaccines, Moderna
and Pfizer. And there seems to be yesterday, in fact, which came out of England, Oxford, and forget who they're partnered with. These seem to be rolling out. Where you're going to see this happen is in the states are going to roll this out to hospitals, and the hospitals are going to probably want to vaccinate the frontline people who are taking care of the COVID-19 patients and those that are most vulnerable, maybe our nursing home populations or elderly who are more vulnerable. I don't foresee the general population really beginning to see this roll out before the spring, but I would think that by the spring and early summer, we may be able to get a good percentage of our population vaccinated, because this is going to, the government already has a plan in place with pharmacies and hospitals and urgency centers and others to have this out in the community. More important than that, we need to distill the fear and lessen the fear of what these vaccination side effects may be. It appears right now under Operation Warp Speed that there's a limited side effect profile, but you know what? A day or two of a temperature, a day or two of a sore arm, a day or two of a body ache is much better than potentially having the devastating effect of COVID-19. So these vaccinations are safe, will be monitored for their safety, but it appears right now they have a 90% efficacy, which means it'll work, and that they are safe, and I'm ready to, you know, take mine and be safe out there so I can help other people.
Yeah, Dr. Ted Strange is the man. Hey, Dr. Strange, so before we let you go, and I'm sorry, I'm a hypochondriac. I really worry about all these things. So, but what if the Oxford vaccine, that apparently is that you could refrigerate it and it stays stable in a refrigerator. But the other, I think the Pfizer and Moderna, you got to be like 90 degrees below zero or something like that. Do you, like a stent? So, I mean, where do we go? The North Pole? Did they have to take this thing? I mean, where do we got to go? How do you? So they deliver it to Staten Island University. And then now you will the government supply you these really truly sub-zero refrigerators to keep it fresh, or is it being held in a container from the government in that form?
So, I mean, I don't know the technical details of the supply chain here, but I know the hospital in Northwell, who's been an innovator in this whole process for the last months that we're involved. You know, Michael Dowling, our leader, has been involved with the governor and the state in figuring out the distribution and all of these things. But we will have the equipment to hold these things. You can keep it out for about an hour. The government has figured out how to ship it. But fortunately enough, I think the subsequent vaccines, don't, as you just said, don't need that degree of handling. And so as we move forward, and become more advanced, probably the first vaccines will be given in the environments in the areas where we can actually make sure that it's safe and effective with the process that's needed. And as we roll out the other ones, there'll be less issues with holding on and distributing them. But again, let me just go back to one thing. During this holiday season, again, as everybody wants to be with their loved ones and families and friends, we need to look at the future Thanksgivings and the future Christmases and Hanukkahs and wherever you celebrate. So the sacrifice of 1 year, we need to think about that there's a real light at the end of this tunnel, vaccines and therapeutics. And so let's be smart this week and this month coming. Limit ourselves to the amount of people around us. Wear your masks, especially if you're around people that are vulnerable. Stay socially distant. If you're sick at all, stay away. And go get tested if you're in a crowd or if you've been in an area where the potential was that you could have gotten infected. That will bring us into a 21 that I know there's a bright light, and I know we're going to come out of this just because that's the great Americans who we are, and the bright light is right on our horizon. But we have to be able to get there, and we need to be smart about it right now as we sit here speaking today.
Great. PCR test. I'm writing it down. Dr. Strange, thank you. A vice chair of primary care for Northwell Health, vice president of medical operations for the great Staten Island University Hospital. Dr. Theodore, thank you so much, my friend. And we'll talk again.
Happy Thanksgiving to all. Yeah, happy Thanksgiving
to you too, as well, sir. Thank you, Dr. Strange. Hey, Joe on the radio, it is 7:38. Mike Connors is going to join us right now. Big Al standing by with the headline news on AM 970, theanswer.com.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
43 degrees at 7:38. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Mayor de Blasio says the NYPD will be increasing their presence along platforms and at underground stations following an increase in subway pushing incidents. Three people were recently pushed onto the tracks in Manhattan and Brooklyn. which the mayor attributes to mental health issues. He says while police presence is needed, it's also necessary for city officials to locate people and get them off the streets if they are dangerous. In two of the subway attacks, a panhandler and a homeless man were arrested. New Jersey offering small businesses steep discounts when purchasing personal protective equipment. Starting today, companies and nonprofits with 100 employees or less will be eligible to receive up to 70% off the cost of PPE. They'll have to go through the New Jersey Economic Development Authority's PPE Access Program, which is approving small businesses through December 10th. Stuck in traffic? Brandy Scott's got the answer.
Well, overall looking good on the Staten Island Expressway. Make your way eastbound toward the inbound Verrazano. Also a great ride there, both up and down, heading into Brooklyn. You pick up some heavy delays on the inbound Gowanus from Fort Hamilton Parkway up to the BQE. BQE eastbound, a stop-and-go ride approaching the Brooklyn Bridge. Westbound side jam moving between the LIE and the Williamsburg Bridge. Slow ride moving past LaGuardia on the Grand Central heading westbound. Still busy getting across the East River over at the Throgs Neck Bridge moving into Queens. Hitting the brakes on the Bruckner southbound approaching the Sheridan from White Plains Road. Still dealing with that stall on the Cross Bronx westbound. It's taking out the center lane by Webster Avenue. Not moving much there from the Bruckner on through. Inbound at the George will run you about 15 minutes for both decks. Inbound Lincoln 15 to 20 each. Mix of sun and clouds this afternoon warming up to around 48 degrees. And now you know how not to go. I'm Brandy Scott on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The answer.
Thank you, Brandy. Joe Piscopo on the radio telling you about Balance of Nature. Balance of Nature. I keep telling you this, that a daily dose of Balance of Nature capsules has 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. 10 servings. You and I are not going to have 10 servings. I'm telling you. You know, for Thanksgiving, I'll have broccoli rabe. Maybe I'll broccoli rabe. That's the best. That's like that's the Italian penicillin, right? You know, you get anything orange, anything like a fruit or a vegetable, but you and I just aren't going to eat that much. So that's why when I tell you that Balance of Nature is 100% whole food, plants, fruits, and vegetables in a vegetarian capsule, that gives you tens of thousands of vital nutrients. And I found out years ago, 100 years ago. Hey, remember? No, I mean, my docs always told me, you put the fruits and vegetables that have antioxidants and they fight the free radicals in your body. And that's what Balance of Nature is. It's absolutely genius. And I always tell you, you see the commercials of Balance of Nature, right? On the air now, how great is that? And you see the fruits and you see the vegetables and all that green and how they keep it really fresh, you know? And it goes right into a vegetarian capsule, right into your body to fight all the bad things that attack us. The mental clarity that we have to keep, the fatigue that hits us up, the virus, the flu, the stress. I'm telling you, build up your immune system when you put the antioxidants in your body. And those antioxidants come from Balance of Nature. For me, it works, to me, miraculously. And I'm telling you, I don't make a clinical claim here. I'm not allowed to do that. But I'll tell you this, that you get free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order, a Balance of Nature. So why don't you at least try it? Because your best defense against any virus is your own strong immune system. Start your journey to better health today by calling 800-246-8751. I worry about you. You're part of this radio family. I worry about you. Try Balance of Nature, 800-246-8751 or balanceofnature.com. Use the discount code, The Answer.
Great news, beauty lovers. Black Friday is starting earlier than ever at Ulta Beauty. Beginning Sunday, November 22nd, enjoy hundreds of Black Friday deals available all week long, like 50% off the hottest products from Bare Minerals, Living Proof, and more. Or get 40% off eyeshadow palettes from Juvia's Place and Makeup Revolution. And we've made shopping easier, too. Visit us in-store, online, or try curbside pickup. The holidays are here. Let's see the joy all season long. Ulta Beauty. The possibilities are beautiful.
Have you ever had a legal question about elder law or estate law? Every Wednesday night during Kevin McCullough's show, you'll hear from Mike Connors himself of Connors & Sullivan, attorneys at law, answering real listener questions. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500, 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. on AM 970 The Answer and Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570 The Mission. Hey, Joe on the radio, Michaels of Brooklyn is back again. Now you can go and have a meal either in or outdoors. Yes! They are operating at a lower capacity and by reservation, please, following all CDC guidelines to ensure the safety and health of their patrons and their employees. And our good friends over at Michael's of Brooklyn, Fred and Johnny and Michael and Marianne, right over there on Avenue R in Nostrand. They've been in business since 1964. They're family owned and operated, and I personally attest to the authenticity in every single one of the recipes. Everything is made completely from scratch at Michael's of Brooklyn. Even the sauce they sell across the nation at stores, right? And they make it right there at Michael's of Brooklyn. Puttanesca, marinara, tomato and basil, fresh, delicious. I always get hungry. Every time I read Michael's of Brooklyn now, I'm getting hungry. So it really is the best around. Now you can finally head back to Michael's for that homemade Italian cooking just like Mama used to make. 718-998-7851. Make a reservation today, please. 718-998-7851. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the community since 1964.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio, 744 right now on this Tuesday, November 24th. Mike Connors is the attorney at law at Connors & Sullivan. He's a friend and a great guy, kind enough to join us this morning. Hey, Mike, welcome to the show, man. How you doing?
Pretty good, Joe. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm due for another visit with you, but I want to thank you for everything. And people think they laugh at me when I talk about the Mama Luke clause. When you and I, did we or did we not? Am I right? Am I right? I said.
You know, people are now coming into my office now with their Mama Luke list.
I'm telling you, man. That's so true. And you and I talked about it, and you didn't even flinch. You got it. I understand. Hey, you know, Mike, and thank you for everything, Mike Connors. I tell you, you're great. And Beth as well, and Michael, everybody good? Everybody's good?
Everybody's good, yeah. We're fine.
All right, we're sending our personal best on this as we approach Thanksgiving. Now, Mike, you served with the military police in Germany during your time in the United States Army. First of all, thanks for your service. And how the military police differs from the regular police department while you're in the service. You get called if there's a problem with a soldier, correct?
Yeah, and not only that, sometimes even if there was a problem on base with a civilian or, you know, I wasn't there, but a lot of the guys that were there were on the border, you know, with East Germany or whatever, and there are a lot of incidents there. People were shot all the time, you know, between the East-West German border back in the 70s.
Yeah, right. Oh, my gosh. And you were over there in Germany. Were you in Germany the whole time you were in the service?
Pretty much outside of basic training and MP school, yeah, the whole time was in Germany.
Yeah, and what's your big takeaway from your time serving our country, Mike?
You know, you get to meet a lot of great people from all over the country. You know, one guy's from Georgia, one guy's from Montana, one guy's from Idaho, one guy's from Texas. And, you know, where else can you work with guys from all over the country and learn what different people are like and what it's like all over the country? And it's a good exposure, you know, and it helped me get rid of my Brooklyn accent.
Did they say you are Mr. Brooklyn, man? My father, you know, he went to officer training school in Wyoming. Can you imagine that Italian there going to Wyoming? And then he went to a base in Louisiana. So yeah, he really did it. It really just totally enlightens you. Hey, Mike, so you know what? As far as the states go, we always talk about all the great work that you do. And I say, when you say the biggest mistake is not planning at all, but people are now hearing us and they're coming in to see you, and you could lock that in, especially, God forbid, if Joe Biden does get in. I mean, you really got to prepare an estate because the government's going to come
after us
like
never before.
Well, you got to
win a Senate seat in Georgia, Joe.
Say what now?
Yeah, you got to win a Senate seat in Georgia.
Yeah, that too. Yeah, you're right. You're right. Tell us about, God forbid, if a Biden gets in, the tax structure is going to just blow up, correct?
Well, we don't know. Like I said, let's hope we get a seat or two in Georgia, and then at least that way nothing crazy is going to happen. But, yeah, if they win the Senate and Joe Biden's president, you don't know what the death taxes are going to be. I mean, you could have people that were paying no tax today and then, you know, 2 months from today may have to pay $1 million in tax when they die.
Yeah, and that's why we suggest that you go see Mr. Connors himself, you know. So what are you guys doing for the holiday? What are you doing for Thanksgiving, Mike?
Well, we're having a small gathering at the house. We got a big house, so we're keeping under the 10, but, you know, we'll see what happens. Maybe the police will be at the door.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And if are we supposed to snitch on our neighbors, by the way? I forgot, Mike. Is that what Governor Cuomo said to do that? Did he? Are you supposed to snitch on the neighbors? No? Huh? What do you think? Come on. Come on. I don't think so. Not in Brooklyn. Not in Brooklyn. Well, no one snitches.
As far as I know, you still need a warrant to come into my house. So
yeah, yeah, you're right. Hey, Mike, thanks for all that you do. Thanks for being with the station. Thanks for being so great. I'll call you. Joey and I are going to come see you just to tweak some things, and we appreciate you always being there for us at Connors and Sullivan, my friend. And give Beth a big, big hug for me if you'd be so kind. And we love you, Mike. We love you on the show. We love you on the radio station, and we wish you all the best for this Thanksgiving, my friend.
Thanks for everything, Joe.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. Mike Connors right there. And yeah, and then so funny, I did this whole charity thing for the Padre Pio Foundation. And Mike and Beth, I tell you, they got me to Father Paul Bilecki, who is like this great, he's a Capuchin friar, right? That's what you call it. And yet he's a vascular surgeon as well. And he's the guy that goes to Beirut all the time to help Christians in the Middle East because they're being persecuted terribly. And he made the nicest picture of Padre Pio for me. It was an original oil painting that I proudly put in my office. And I actually showed when I did that Zoom meeting with the Pio Foundation yesterday. So we appreciate Mike and Beth. Great, great folks. Hey, Joe on the radio, 10 minutes before 8 o'clock. And, you know, Brandy Scott's out there for Debbie Duhame this morning. She's checking traffic on AM 970, The Answer.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Bumper to bumper ride on the Cross Island heading southbound approaching the Grand Central. We've got a crash out there blocking a lane. You are backed up to the LIE. Belt westbound picking up some extra volume between the Van Wyck and Lefferts Boulevard. After that, not too bad approaching the Verrazano. Heavy delays on the Van Wyck northbound between Linden Boulevard and Hillside Avenue. Still jammed on the Cross Bronx westbound approaching Webster Avenue. We've got a broken down car out there blocking the center lane. That has you crawling from the Bruckner on through. Better ride on the Bronx River Parkway northbound approaching Wakefield Avenue. Collision in that area cleared out of the way. Inbound at the George Upper Deck will run you about 15 minutes. Lower level about 5 to 10. No issues heading inbound at the Lincoln. Inbound Holland will cost you about 15. New Jersey Transit North Jersey Coastline service still suspended between South Amboy and Penn Station. There was a train derailment overnight in Woodbridge. Now you know how not to go. I'm Brandy Scott on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
If you were lied to when buying a timeshare and worn out, you need my help. Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started the timeshare cancellation industry by exposing the ugly truth about timeshare and giving folks the straight facts. I've been fighting the timeshare giants ever since, so no one knows this industry better than me and my team. Today, we have 383 employees and have saved our clients an average of $65,000 in lifetime payments. Imagine putting those timeshare dollars back in your pocket. If you were told at a timeshare presentation that this was available today and today only, that timeshare was a great investment, or your maintenance fees will never go up, call my office now. I guarantee if we take you as a client, we will cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call now for your free information kit. 800-881-4242. 800-881-4242. 800-881-4242.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Catsimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion-dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning starting at 8 on AM 970. The Answer.
There's a lot to learn and understand when getting ready to buy a home. Having a right lending team in place who can help is important. The lending experts at Citizens Bank can answer your questions about home borrowing or how to get started with a mortgage pre-approval. Call Citizens Bank at 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
Napa Know-How.
Right now, get a 5-quart jug of Napa Full Synthetic Motor Oil and a Platinum Filter for just $22.98. They're an iconic duo like salt and pepper, a hammer and a nail, or the holidays and awkward hugs. You can't get one without the other. That's Napa Full Synthetic and a Platinum Filter for just $22.98. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
General States pricing. Sales prices not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer ends 12/31/20.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Hey, it's Joe Challenger about Relief Factor. You know, truth is, there are millions of people, in fact, some say over 100 million people struggling with some kind of pain. Maybe from exercise, getting older, that can do it. But I'm so impressed with Pete and Seth Talbot. Had the real privilege of hanging with them this past weekend. What a great time we had. They're on a mission, and you rarely see this kind of focus and commitment because they you know what they told me? They want to double down. They want to double down. They want to literally double their total number of happy customers in the next year, and they're doing it. They have this brand new, beautiful warehouse. New offices, you know, and just so they serve you better. So if you're struggling with back, neck, shoulder, hip, or knee pain, even general muscle aches, I am suggesting you order the 3-week quick start discounted to only $19.95. I keep telling you about that. It's about $1 a day to see if we can get you out of pain too. And then after that, less than the cost of a cup of coffee a day to stay out of pain. Go to relieffactor.com. Again, that 3-week quick start for me and worked at 5 days. It's only discounted to $19.95. Be at your house in 2 to 3 days. The 3-week quick start at relieffactor.com. It's relieffactor.com. Let me give you the number a couple times. It's 800-500-8384. Give a call. Get out of pain. 800-500-8384.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Joe Lundberg, our marathon man, meteorologist. Joey, how you doing this morning, my friend?
Fantastic. How are you on this Thanksgiving Eve, if you will?
Yeah, rolling into it, man, rolling into it. Now, tell me, on Thanksgiving, I may do a thing outside where some rain maybe, Thanksgiving Day, you tell me? What are you thinking?
Yeah, I think the morning hours are kind of wet and rainy. Not heavy, but it's rainy in the morning, and then it tries to dry up a little bit in the afternoon with maybe just a leftover shower.
Well, temperatures would be Thanksgiving Day 60, as you said, yes?
Yeah, certainly well into the 50s. I mean, it's going to be a mild day on Thanksgiving.
Good, good,
okay. I'm certain of.
Okay, yeah, we might do a little something. I may do a little something outside. Just be social. Okay. You're social distancing, for crying out loud. God forbid.
Yes,
you know?
Of course.
How many people you have? I heard you're having 30, 40 people at your house. Is that right? Just
we're trying to keep it under wraps there. You know, we'll spread them out in all the rooms there. Keep them socially distant.
Don't say anything. Oh my gosh, they'll show up. You know, they'll show up. Hey, Yacho, give us how we do it rest of the week, my friend, and today, please.
The rest of the day is going to be okay. Brisk and chilly, sunshine mixes with clouds, about 48. Then tonight, more clouds, stays in the mid to upper 30s. A lot of clouds tomorrow, but we get up to 56. Then kind of rainy on Thanksgiving Day, especially in the morning, the high 50. Then the rest of the weekend looks nice. 50s, I think, Friday and Saturday with some sunshine, upper 40s, low 50s on Sunday with some sunshine. So it's dry Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Balance of Nature allergy report is low again today.
All right, Joe Lundberg, well done always, my friend. Thank you so much. We appreciate it. Joey Lundberg right there as we roll into Thanksgiving. And, what are you going to do? Are you going to have people over? I'm thinking of going over to my mom's house, and then she's got a little deck on the back, and bring all the kids, and we may do a little show. We're going to put on a little show for my mom. And keep the door closed just in case, you know? And then maybe we'll perform outside. That's what I'm worrying about, the rain, you know? And so but I am going over there. We are going to go over there and show up, even if we social distance. I just feel like they're trying to stomp us down and keep us from living our lives, you know? And they're going to tell us the same thing on Christmas time, you know it. And frankly, I'm done. I'm tired of it. Joe on the radio, Pete Hegseth is on the show. And you know who else? John O'Hurley. How cool is that? And we're coming right back at you.
News. Opinion.